Welcome to ULB, the Free University of Brussels. I'm delighted that this conference has triggered and attracted so much interest, because the original objective was to identify a cross-cutting theme that would be deemed interesting by all members of our faculty. We discussed our initial thoughts with the community, with the university management, with the faculty, and we felt that it was a good idea to discuss community radios in a broader context and according to a broader perspective than initially thought. We're delighted to see you all today, because today's meeting is also going to serve as a basis for a research project that will discuss these issues over the next several years, issues that are very important for community radios worldwide. We have people in the room from Africa, from Latin America, from Brazil, so as you can see there are people from many different walks of life and backgrounds, because we believe there is a degree of emergency in discussing these issues. Unfortunately, Marie-Soleil Frère, who initiated the project with me, and with Florence Le Cam, who's sitting in the first row, is only going to join us around noon. This being said, I think I can give the floor to François Hendrix, head of the communications department, who will be stepping in on behalf of Marie-Soleil for the morning session. I will briefly introduce today's discussions. We have a busy morning.
So community radios do trigger a lot of curiosity in the media sphere, because they are the counter model of what is being favored in the media industry. If you read professional literature in the field of printed media, audiovisual media, or what we call new media, it seems that everybody agrees on the same ideology. So the future looks the same for all media, but community radios are just the opposite of everything which is being claimed for. It seems that the more multimedia you are, the better it is. And radios, and mainly community radios, are a single means. And if a lot of radios are on the internet, the radio, as we like it, as we favor it, remains a single media. It seems that the future of the media is interactive. We have to be connected, we have to interact with the public all the time through digital TV or digital audiovisual means, or through the internet. So it seems that the main focus is to be interconnected, even if the global objective is to broadcast. So the second thing on which community radios do oppose or run counter the mainstreaming ideology of the media industry, we are not so much obsessed by pseudo-interactivity through technological means. Very often we hear about group synergies. It seems that synergies will allow media to survive. So we're talking about vertical and horizontal concentration of major media groups. Well, community radios will try to exchange among themselves, to organize themselves, to share, but in a very different manner from major media groups. Actually, the main objective will be to broadcast contents that have already been tried out elsewhere. So we're going to buy concepts, productions, that will allow for getting listeners, audiences, and revenue, income. There is a major default or defect with radios. Radios call on one of our senses, the hearing sense, at a time when all the media wanted to reach all our senses. But radio calls on one single sense. radio in radios and community radios more particularly seem to be something that come from the past. It seems not to be relevant at present anymore. It dates back to a time when the radios worked, operated the way they did, because it was the technology of the time, of the past, and it seems that today radios are obsolete because of the technical specificities, and because it seems there is a gap between radios and the technological development. So for these 2 days, we're going to try to go deeper into this. We will agree to say that community radios are still very relevant. They're still very important today from a social and political point of view.